operating the phone again is Dr. Ian K. Smith. His new book, The Metflex Diet, Burn Better Fuel, Burn More Fat, is out in stores now. Ian, this is our fourth interview. It's a pleasure to talk to you again. How are you?
Mark, I'm great. Always nice to talk to you. Hope you're well.
Ah, good. Now, this is a good big year for you. You're with a new book company. You got your new book out. I'm so excited. The new Ash Kane book is coming out next month on May 30th. Things are going good, Ian.
Yeah, you know, life is good. Like I tell my kids, you got to keep working hard, and then hopefully your hard work will bear some wonderful fruit. And so right now it's time to harvest the fruit and have a good time. But, you know, listen, you know, I'm a very upbeat, positive guy, and I like to, you know, I'm very passionate about what I do. And so my passion makes what I do not feel like work. So writing books, and both sides, by the way, helping people with the new book, The Metflex Diet, which is amazing for people. And then my novels, the Ash Kane series, the third installment, The Overnights, coming out in May. Yeah, this is great. I'm in a good position right now.
And with one of my favorite characters, I'm assuming Mechanic will be back for the new Ash Kane book.
You know, it's interesting. My cousin is obsessed with Mechanic.
Me
he
too.
Loves, I mean, Ash Kane, of course, is the main guy, yeah. But he's like you. He's like, listen, Mechanic needs more action. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was thinking today, I don't know if you could do like a spinoff book because that might be too much, but in one of your upcoming books, maybe a good part of it could be devoted to Mechanic's background just so we kind of know who he is and where he came from a little more in depth.
Okay, so you're already ahead of the game. So the way my vision for this series is I'd like to get about 5 or 6 books in, and then I'm going to spawn a brand new series that's also going to be based on Mechanic. And Ash will come into his life.
Oh, okay.
But I want Mechanic to have his own, like you just said, I want Mechanic to have his own kind of journey. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So that's in the offing, trust me.
The Metflex diet, we'll talk about that in a second. It's in stores now. But I would be remiss if I did not mention today, Thursday, April 6th, as we record this interview, the Masters start. Are you excited for this weekend?
Oh, man. Masters week is just the best for all golfers. The two tournaments I really love are the Masters and the Open over in Europe. It's just those are the tournaments. They're fun. They're high stakes. They're nostalgic, historical. They're pressure-filled. So, yes, I am very happy that this is Masters week, no doubt about it.
I love those two tournaments, too, but you know what really gets my blood going is the Ryder Cup and the President's Cups.
Yeah. Well, of course, yes, yes, no doubt about it. In fact, I had a chance, by the way, to go to a Ryder Cup when it was at Medina in Chicago, the one we unfortunately had a catastrophic meltdown at the end, and we were up by a lot.
Oh, wow.
But I got to tell you, the Ryder Cup, when you think about sports in general and all different types of sports, for golfers, may be one of the best events there is because golf is a single-man sport, single-woman sport, individual sport, but Ryder Cup is a team. So to see these guys who typically are trying to slay each other all year long out on the PGA Tour to then team up and be rooting for each other and talking to each other, hugging each other, just the camaraderie part of it is wonderful to see.
Yeah. And other than Tiger this weekend, is there anyone that you're rooting for the Masters? I don't know if you're rooting for Tiger, but he's usually the obvious choice of everybody.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Tiger. Obviously, the odds are going to be really stacked against him. You know, I like Scheffler. I think he's you know, a good guy. You know, I just feel like, you know, oh, you know who I really want? Tony Finau. Finau, I think I like that guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's really good, and he's gotten so much better the last couple of years. He's always been good, but he's getting better results. So I'd like Tony, actually, to wear that jacket if Tiger doesn't.
Yeah, I like Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, and Rory. Mm-hmm. Those are the three of my favorites.
There you go.
Yeah.
Three big names right there.
let's talk about the Metflex diet. It came out in stores. It's in stores now. You can lose up to 20 pounds in about 6 weeks. It's a six-week, I don't want to say intense, but it's a six-week, what would you say, a lifestyle change? Because you're going to have to change everything
you know,
about what you do, what you eat.
This program is something that I developed because so many people kept hitting me up on Instagram and Facebook saying, what am I doing wrong? I'm eating right, I am moving right, and I still can't get the number to move. And I was doing some research. I came across this term called metabolic flexibility. Had never heard of it before. And basically what metabolic flexibility says is this. The body likes to burn two major fuels, carbs and fats. However, unfortunately, many of us can only burn one fuel well. We burn carbs well, but not fats. We burn fats well, but not carbs. That is considered to be metabolically inflexible, okay? In order to be metabolically flexible, that means we can burn both well. So if we're eating carbs, we can burn that well. If we're eating fats, we can burn that well. And so the reason why people are not losing weight, even though they're doing what they think is right, is because, honestly, their metabolism is stuck. And this six-week program, the MetFlex diet, helps people unstick their metabolism. It teaches them, teaches their body how to burn carbs when it sees carbs, how to burn fat when it sees fat. We had 1,000 people who did the program before the book came out this week, and the results were amazing. People lost up to 20 pounds. Some actually lost 24, 25 pounds in 6 weeks. They dropped 8 to 10 inches. The average weight loss was 14 pounds. But people also lowered their blood pressure. They lowered their cholesterol levels, their blood sugar levels. They felt better, better sleep. So I want to encourage anyone listening, please join our Facebook group. I do 2 Zoom sessions a week for free coaching sessions in our group. The Facebook group is the name of the book, The MetFlex Diet. But it's a lot of fun. And it's a very different program than what I've written before, because this program you can actually have alcohol, which I've never really highlighted before. Yeah. Obviously, you can't drink to excess, but you can have some alcohol. And you also are going to have some days where you're having lots of carbs, pastas and pizzas and things like that.
But you should, yeah, like you said, in moderation, the alcohol, the soft drinks, you know, the sweets. A lot of us get those sweet hungers. And what I really like about the book is not everything, you know, the six-week program, but in the back of the book, before you finish writing it, you give all these recipes for meals, for snacks, for, I mean, you know, flank steak. I'm looking at it now. Triple cheese eggplant and asparagus rollatini. I mean, you can eat all these things, roasted citrus, salmon, and green beans. I mean, there's smoothies. Chicken broccoli casserole. I mean, are these all your recipes? Did you get with a dietitian or somebody to help write these up?
When you write recipes, there are official recipe writers. I mean, guys and women who this is all they do, because there's actually an art to writing recipes.
Yeah.
So I'll have the idea. I want like chicken. I want broccoli. I want some cheese. And then you work with recipe writers to help you craft what that's going to look like. And you're right. There are 50 recipes in the book. But the beauty of it, the foods are affordable. They're easy. They're tasty. I don't want anything in my book that's not tasty. And they're also fun. Like, no one wants to eat, no offense to people who eat a lot of quinoa, but no one wants to eat quinoa and kale exclusively. I mean, people want to have a pizza every once in a while. They want to have a burger. They want to have a little steak. They want to have some chicken. So this program is cool because you have several days where you carb load, and then you have several days where you go into keto. So you cycle in and out of keto. You don't stay in keto for a very long period of time. But by doing that, by the way, you're teach your body the switch, your metabolic switch that I said was stuck. You teach your body how to oscillate from eating carbs to eating fats, and the switch moves very easily so that you're able to burn them very efficiently.
Yeah, there's a lot of bacon recipes. There's low-carb chocolate chip cookies right there. That's what I need, low-carb an avocado fries, burger, fat bombs. I mean, you can eat burgers on this diet.
I'm telling you that when people see the recipes and they see the foods, they're like, wow, I can have all of this? And the answer is yes. And, of course, things in moderation.
Yeah.
You're not only going to be eating bacon. You're not only going to be eating avocado fries. But everything in moderation. I don't ever like to write a plan where people feel like they're overly restricted or it's something that they can't do for the long term. This is, even though these 6 weeks will produce tremendous results in most people, this is about the long play, the long-term game. I want people to be able to eat and move this way for the rest of their life so that they don't feel like they're on a plan anymore.
Doc, what's your one food that it's just so hard for you to resist and your one drink that's hard for you to resist?
So, believe it or not, my food used to be ribeye.
Ooh.
I used to love barbecue ribeye,
yeah.
And I would cook it myself and everything else. But I cut back on my red meat. I haven't had a ribeye in, I don't know, maybe 8-9 months at least. So I don't eat steak like I used to anymore. What I really love, believe it or not, is salmon. I love grilled salmon. I can cook it myself, get a nice crust to it, some seasoning on it, and some mashed potatoes. That, to me, is just a wonderful meal.
And what about, I mean, do you drink beer? Do you drink wine, soft drinks?
Yeah, so I'm a teetotaler. I've never had a drink before in my life.
Oh, okay.
I'm not against people drinking, by the way, which is why it's in my books. You can drink, but I've never had alcohol. So my drink really is, if I'm going out, I ask for half lemonade, half cranberry juice.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And it looks like an alcoholic drink, so I look like an adult at least when I'm drinking it.
How's your golf game these days? Have you been able to get out yet? I know the weather's been crazy the last months, you know, all across the country.
Yeah. I'm hoping in the next 2 weeks, when I have a little downtime from the book tour, that I'm going to be able to get out to the course. We look like we're going to have some 60s and low 70s, which is perfect weather for me. So I look forward to get out there, man. This is the time of year. We all winter for this time of the year. So you better believe I'll be there.
Hey, when you worked in the White House with Obama, did you ever get to go golfing with him?
Never golfing. Played some basketball with him, but never golfing. But he loves golf. He's playing a lot more golf. I hear he's better than he used to be. I think it'd be cool if one day I got around with him. But you know, he's a guy who likes sports too, by the way, and is a very avid sportsman.
What was that like playing basketball with him? Was the Secret Service on the sidelines glaring at you in case you accidentally elbowed him in the face?
Well, they were there. There were a lot of them. But no, it was very interesting. I mean, people have this vision that the Secret Service is going to be all over you. They weren't. They were there in the gym. They pretty much stood in the corners of the gym, the four corners of the gym, and all of us just played. And there was no, ID'd him up. I didn't take it easy on him. I tried to block his shot. And he would want that. He doesn't want people who are going to just, you know, make it easy for him. He wants to be challenged. And so, no, I played him straight up.
So the Secret Service, you guys weren't playing like shirts and skins with the Secret Service guys?
No, but it was pretty funny, though, having, you know, when he walked into the gym and the Secret Service came and the doors flew open and all these guys come in with the earpieces and suits, and then he comes in, you know, in sweatpants, laughing and waving and shaking hands. So it was a pretty cool experience.
So the new book, The Metflex Diet, again, is in stores now. The new Ash Kane book, The Overnights, comes out on May 30th. Everything's going good for you. Oh, Rachel Ray, is that show over with now, or is it the final season?
Yeah, this is the final season. It was the 17th season. I was on for 16 of those seasons. So unfortunately, you know, listen, it was a great run. It's a legendary run. And, you know, but I'm sure Rachel is going to do a lot of great things. She has a lot of plans. And so I'm sure people are going to be hearing and seeing a lot of her in the near future.
And what about you now? So this book is out now. Ash King comes out on May 30th. What do you have post these two books? Have you already turned in the next Ash King book? Are you working in another diet book? What do you got going on in the future?
So the next Ash King book is turned in already, which will come out in 2024, ready to go. I'm excited for you guys to read that. My next book of nonfiction is not a straight diet book, but it's a book that's going to help people go from fat to muscle. People who want to, you know, have more lean muscle mass, which I'm excited to help. You know, this is for men and women, by the way. So that's my next book. I'm working on that. And I'm doing a lot, you know, on social, just trying to help people. Like I said, in my Facebook group, Metflex Diet, I'm doing Zoom sessions to help people from around the world lose weight on the program. On Instagram, I'm posting lots of, you know, workout and food videos. So make sure you follow me on Instagram at Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith. And I'm just going to keep creating content and having fun and, you know, pursue my passion.
Oh, that's great. Well, I can't wait to read the next Ash Kane book. Hopefully we'll talk again towards the end of May. I'll hit your people up at the book company to get a copy out to me. And we'll take it from there, Dr. Ian. Always a pleasure.
I would love that. I love talking to you, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care.